Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Time for stories from the Mohawk Valley. Entries in my recent history contest. We are reading the stories Monday through Thursday at 8:10 a.m., I should say. Our stories today will have to do with a camping trip made to Schoharie County, but we begin with the story about the lost block of Amsterdam.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Our first story that we're reading today, entered by Rosemary Coca Forrest, who lives in Amsterdam, called The Lost Block. In June of 1937, I was born in the house located on 15 Guy Park Avenue, a corner house adjacent to William Street. I lived there with my mother, Angelina, father, Pellegrino, and two brothers, Theodore, Ted, and Frankie. I remember how busy the two-way street was, with cars and people bustling about. There were businesses located on both sides of Guy Park. My father had a shoe repair shop on the south side of Guy Park until he relocated into our remodeled basement. I remember the sign, Pete Coca's Shoe Repair. The house next door to us was owned by the Petrucci family. Gus Petrucci owned a barber shop. On the other side of his business, his wife Fanny and son Pete ran a grocery store. The penny candies they sold were quite popular with the kids. The next building going toward Market Street was an oil company, some residential homes, and in the 1960s, a Chinese laundry on the corner. Across from our home was Quant's Market, now known as Quant's Food Service Distributors. At that time, Quant's would clean out their freezer once a week. The ice was thrown on the roadside to melt. I remember the noise it made. I also recall enjoying their raw clams on Meatless Fridays. Within Quant's was a bakery shop, selling cream-filled and chocolate-covered donuts and the most delicious, greasy French fries. I remember the kids from junior high school walking there to enjoy those treats for lunch. Businesses came and went on the south side of Guy Park. Shelley's Market, ice cream stores, flower shops, etc. The large brick buildings housed many rental apartments also. It's hard for me to imagine Guy Park in the lower end of William Street as it was. William Street was residential, and I had many friends to play with from there. It was in the early 1970s that Urban Renewal decided to make our city of Amsterdam a model city and took my block away. Somehow Market Street was split into two roads, and I now say as I drive down that road, I was born on this road. I shall always remember that block, but it is the lost block, since many people have forgotten it, and there are those who will never know that it was there.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Rosemary Coca Forrest with her story, The Lost Block, about the house that she grew up in that isn't there anymore. Our next story has to do with a road trip, and it's entered by a gentleman from Schenectady.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Our entrant is Michael Glenn, who lives in Scotia, and his entry about a road trip is called Tired in Gilboa. For many years, from the early 60s to the 80s, the Schenectady Ancient Order of Hibernians took their junior division, the children's group, camping. Many of these trips were made to Nickerson's campground in Gilboa, and they were well enjoyed. My father started these trips when he was responsible for the juniors, and I went along on almost all of them. The group would gather on Friday afternoon at the Hibernian Hall in Schenectady, load up gear and provisions, and head for the wilds of Schoharie County. A group of the Hibernian men would volunteer to go on the trip, vehicles included, and loaded up all the gear and the kids to form a caravan of Irish bent on communing with nature. The whole year was spent raising funds to finance the trip, and all were well rewarded with some fun times. One particular trip, there was a lot of gear and not enough adult volunteers with large vehicles. So my father arranged to borrow a small utility trailer from one of the members to facilitate all the equipment. It was one of those old pickup truck rear ends and boxes with a tow hitch attached. So off we go, and as we do, my dad is driving along and notices a wheel whizzing by. He turns back to us all and mentions, "Some poor guy must have lost a wheel. It just passed us." Then he viewed his side view mirror and realized it was the tire from the trailer. The trailer never tipped as it maintained its momentum, much to his amazement. He slowed down and pulled over, and the trailer finally came to rest on its wheel hub. The tire continued on, went right through a gas station in the town of Blenheim without incident, and stopped abruptly when it struck a house. The Hibernians paid for the damage to the house, a siding, after consoling the poor woman who lived there, and relayed all the gear to the campground well into that evening. A week later, the trailer repaired, was returned to the owner with a story attached. The rest of the trip wasn't nearly as eventful, but a good time was had by 60 or so Hibernians in Schoharie County.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
And that story by Michael Glenn of Scotia, recalling a memorable childhood trip with the junior division of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. Stories from the Mohawk Valley will continue tomorrow on the program. Tomorrow at 8:10, we'll read a story by James Hammond of Hegeman, inspired by Amsterdam High School teacher Grace Rutherford and her class in radio broadcasting. And we'll read the story submitted by Joe Inglis of the town of Florida, a tale about Hanyost Schuyler, who helped save Fort Stanwix, and not Stanwix, helped save Fort Stanwix out toward the Utica area and win the American Revolution. And the book that started it all, My Stories from the Mohawk Valley, The Painted Rocks, The Good Benedict Arnold, and More, is for sale everywhere. You can buy signed copies at the Old Peddler's Wagon, Church Street in Amsterdam, and the Bookhound, which is located on East Main Street in Amsterdam. And I'll be doing a book talk tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon, the meeting of Club 60 at St. Mary's Hospital on Guy Park Avenue in Amsterdam.